Well, the holiday season for theaters is usually filled with spirits of Christmas and takes on familiar carols, as it were. But this year, we have a reprise of a romantic comedy, The 12 Dates of Christmas, presented by the New Edgecliff Theater. And joining me in the studio is Annie Kelleherka, the actress who portrays Mary. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
For people not familiar with 12 Dates of Christmas, give us a nutshell synopsis.
Well, it's about a woman who breaks up with her fiancé right before Thanksgiving in quite an absurd, hilarious way that almost seems too ridiculous to be real. She catches him making out with another woman at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on national TV, thus ends her engagement and begins the following year of her reentering the dating world. So it just sort of talks about her ups and downs and sort of moving through her relationship woes and meeting new people and all that good stuff, all surrounding every holiday of the year, including Christmas.
In particular with Christmas, it is sort of the full cycle thing. It kind of brings itself to a nice conclusion.
She finds herself in a production of A Christmas Carol and sort of falling in love with a young actor in that show. It's quite sweet.
What is it about this show as a holiday piece that you find intriguing?
It's intriguing because the tone of it is a little off. She's a little sardonic and she's not the most chipper, positive person, but it's so real. It's something that people can really relate to. Many people do not love the holidays. This is kind of the piece for people who are not always so in love with the holidays. But, you know, it speaks to them, too, because it sort of triumphs the hope for things getting better for her as she goes through all of these dates and whatnot.
As you say, you're going through all of these dates. Mm-hmm. It's not just bitter, 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 bitter.
Right. She falls in love with some of these guys, but it just doesn't work out. She finds out some of them are cheating. She goes for the younger guy. There's really sort of every kind of dating scenario that women can relate to, and men actually, happens in this year of her life.
Now, you did the show last year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find women coming up to you after the show saying, oh, my God, that one guy?
Yes.
Or, oh, my God, that one situation?
Yes, absolutely. There is a date in this show that – at least one date in this show that I think every person has been on.
This is an original work by an actress and playwright, Jenna Hoban, who did it for many years and last year actually reached out to Cincinnati to produce it here. So it's a brand new character. What's it like working on a character that you're completely unfamiliar with?
It's fun. It's finding how to be familiar with them. It's sort of getting to know them, making them your best friend, realizing how you are alike and how you are different, and then drawing on that and building from there. It's what we do every time we perform, really. This one is just greater because it is a one-woman show. It's the first one-woman show I've ever done, so it's really a joy.
What is the challenge of doing a single-performer show where you're it on stage? What do you find to be the biggest challenge?
You don't have anyone else there to dig you out if you find yourself forgetting something or not knowing what comes next. You really have to be self-reliant because there's not another actor there to feed you a cue or whatever it is. So that really is the biggest challenge. It's just you. It's that solitary, I'm alone on stage feeling. That's the biggest thing to get over.
Now, you've worked with a number of companies here in Cincinnati. You've worked over at the Carnegie. You've worked with the No. And you've been here for about 5, 6 years?
7 years.
What has it been about being an actress in Cincinnati that's kept you here?
Cincinnati is an extraordinary art scene in that it's not enormous, of course. It's not the biggest market there is, but there is such a variety of things that you can do. And I, having moved here right after college, found myself in this position where I studied theater and I want to be a professional actor and here's the market I'm in. Well, what's there to do? Well, there's a lot of stuff to do. I've done fringe. I've become a puppeteer here. I've done street performing. I've done all varieties of things because that's the breadth of what there is in Cincinnati. So it's really made me stretch myself as an actor and really develop a range that I might not have developed had I moved to a bigger city where, oh, well, I'm just going to do musical theater. You know, I might have had to pick one lane. But here I've picked many lanes, and that's been a blessing.
Now, having been in Cincinnati for 7 years and all of the things that go on during the holidays,
yeah,
and particularly holiday performances, why do you think people should add 12 Dates of Christmas to their list of holiday performances that they should see?
I think this one is a different flavor. It's notably different from others in town. It's fun. It's modern. something very relatable. She not only explores relationships with men, but also relationship with family. That's a big part of it. And everybody at Christmas time has those issues. Going back home, visiting, wanting to visit, not wanting to visit, family feuds, the calls from mom that you get, the pep talks, all that good stuff. This show is loaded with that. The holidays are definitely a time to explore that. And that's the thing that's so nurturing and wonderful about seeing a show like this is really getting something raw and truthful that you can really relate to, that's good and bad and hopeful.
With regards to your own family in the holidays, they came to see your show last year.
Yeah.
What did they think of the way you portrayed the family relationships? Were they like, oh, yeah, I know why you're saying that?
They were like, wow, it's funny how similar some of these characters in this show are to your family, but how different. They could definitely tell the difference. They loved it. They're coming back again, I think.
Did you find Jenna's script easy to portray? I mean, sometimes people have issues with a playwright has a character speaking. Did you find it, as they say, organic to do?
It is written very organically. The way she speaks is, it's not unlike the way I speak sometimes, and many women I know speak like this. So I very easily slid into the sort of vernacular of her voice. It's right on point with all the sort of female isms that women portray when talking about men in relationships. She's definitely consulted a lot of the rule books and learned how to break a lot of the rules and articulated that well.
Do you find yourself, as your character is dealing with the certain situations, that there are moments when you think of, oh my God, I did the exact same thing, or oh my God, I should have handled it this way, in terms of your own personal relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. I do many of these dates that she goes on, many of these sort of conversations she has with her family. I can think back and recall things that I've been through that are similar to them and realize how she deals with them differently.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, this is the second year you've done
this.
Were you surprised when you were asked to reprise the role?
I was delighted. It was so fun the first time, and I'm super happy and excited to get going again.
What is it about coming back to a role? I mean, not just doing another show of a particular play, but coming back to the same production. What is it that excites you?
What excites me is getting reacquainted and getting to do it better. Because there's never, I think any time an actor does a role, they're never 100% happy. There are always things that you go, oh, I could have done this or I should have done that. After every single performance, you got the list running in your brain of what you want to do better for the next run. So I still have that with this one from last year, and I'm excited to get to do that, to take it and go, okay, now we got this, the basic framework, let's improve upon it. Let's hit all those points that I didn't hit as quite as hard as I'd like to last year. So that's great.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Annie Kalaherka. Thank you for joining us, Annie.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Annie will be starring as Mary in The 12 Dates of Christmas, presented by the New Edgecliffe Theater as a special guest at the No Theater in Over the Rhine, running December 11th through the 21st. For more information about The 12 Dates of Christmas and New Edgecliffe Theater, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
She rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love and wonders of His love and wonders.